Welcome to On the Verge. I'm Kara Bradley, and you're listening to the Mental Fitness Series. Today, I bring you Dr. Sean Talbot. Sean is a founding executive and the chief science officer of Amari Global, the mental wellness company. Let me tell you a little bit about Sean. He holds a PhD in nutritional biochemistry, has studied entrepreneurship at MIT, and is a diplomat of the International Olympic Committee's Sports Nutrition Program. Sean's written several award-winning books, and he served as the nutritional educator for elite athletes. Sean's also an elite athlete himself, having competed nationally in rowing and the triathlon. I am extraordinarily excited to bring you Sean because I have learned so much from Sean over the last year and a half in understanding the new science of the gut-brain connection. Sean really is the epitome of mental fitness, both personally and professionally. Here we go. All right, here we are. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Kara, how are you?
I am fantastic. It's great to be on with you. I learned so much from you all the time. I'm so excited to just be able to ask you some of my questions. So, just to give you a little context, Sean, and our listeners about what we're doing here, this mental fitness series is really about defining the framework of what mental fitness is and how it's being used out there. Because it's being used by a bunch of different experts, a lot of the people we're going to be talking to in this season, but you know, in different ways. Mm-hmm. And I think that you being the first one of the experts coming onto this season is perfect because of the context that you talk about mental fitness, which is starting in the gut.
Right.
So I'd love to hear from you just to start. How do you define mental fitness? What does it look like from your vantage point?
Yeah, defining mental fitness is still a little bit a little muddy, to be perfectly honest with you, because it involves so many slices of what I call the mental wellness continuum. So we can think of mental fitness being, you know, one part stress management, one part stress resilience, which sound like similar things, but they're actually quite different. You know, we can lower somebody's stress and they'll feel better. Likewise, we can increase their resilience and they can take on more and more and more stress without feeling bad. But under that sort of rubric of mental fitness, you know, we talk about having good mental acuity, what people would call focus. We talk about well-being, and there's all kinds of ways we can measure that. So it's not just a mental thing necessarily, and it's not just one thing. It really is this constellation of thinking about mental fitness in a really holistic way. And that's why we talk about it from the perspective of the gut, because that's where most of our neurotransmitters are made. And if we can fix what's going on in the gut, people are restored to a state of psychological vigor, which is the opposite state of burnout. So when you're burned out, you feel physically exhausted, you feel mentally sluggish, and you just feel blah. And that's more than just energy, and it's more than just a good mood, and it's more than just whatever your stress level is. It really is this holistic way of feeling and being. And that's what we're trying to get across to people. So it's a little, you know, there isn't like a good little, you know, sound bite of mental fitness is blah,
right,
you know,
right.
because it encompasses so many different sort of moving parts.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's what I love about it. There's not one way to talk about this. And for me, I use this loosely defined terminology of mental fitness is the capacity of our body and mind to work together synergistically.
I love that.
So when there's this synchronicity, when the synchronizing of body and mind, we just naturally feel better. It's you know, being in flow.
Right, right. So another way I can describe it is like, you know, my particular area of research, psychological vigor, there is a definition for that, right? But it's not a short definition. The definition of vigor is a sustained three-tiered mood state characterized by physical energy, mental acuity, and emotional well-being. So that's vigor. The opposite of that, or the lack of that, is burnout. And so it's, it's interesting to study it because we can measure it. We can quantify it in the clinical trials that we do, but nobody at the end of those trials, even though we've increased their vigor by 20 or 30%, none of them will say my vigor is better, right? None of them will even say that my burnout is less. What they'll say, they'll come back and some people will say my energy is better. And it tends to be the people who say that their energy is better is the people who predominantly were fatigued to begin with. Some other people will say that my brain fog is gone. And those happen to be the people who, you know, were, you know, mentally sluggish to begin with, and, you know, et cetera. It goes like that people have their own kind of definition for what they feel when they feel it. But, you know, the joke, of course, is that, you know, you know it when you feel it and you know it when you lose it, but it's hard to put vocabulary to sometimes, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's great. And you know, it's interesting because so many people that I talk to, and I talk to a lot of people, don't understand about the gut microbiome. And you know, what's exciting about this, especially for someone like me who's been in the field of wellness and performance for so long, you know, I've spent a lot of my time going from outer inner, right? And I have a couple of questions for you about that because I started in the physical as a competitive athlete, yep, teaching physical training practices and continue to go inner because I wanted to get to the source, to the source, to the source. And I thought I hit the source when I got to nervous system and vagal tone, and then only to discover a deeper place, which is the gut microbiome. So I would love for you, you know, gut microbiome 101, because most people don't really understand what it's about and how that gut-brain connection really works.
Right. So as I'm hearing you describe that, I was trying not to giggle because you were telling my story, right? Throughout my entire scientific career, it's all about, all right, let's find the root cause. And then eureka, we found the root cause. But the way that science works, and this is what's so cool about it when you're doing it and so frustrating about it when you're trying to solve a problem that might be your problem, you know, we might say, oh, we found the source. It's, you know, it's free radical damage, right? It's this balance between oxidation and antioxidants, right? That's the source of it. And then a few years of science go and we say, wait a minute, it's not that, it's inflammation. And then you go for a little while longer and you say, oh, it's not just inflammation, it's, you know, something else. So that's what I love about science is that it's always peeling back this onion and getting into the root cause and the root cause of that and the root cause of that and the root cause of that. And that's what really is interesting scientifically, but when you can actually apply that science to somebody's life, that's what makes it meaningful for people, right? Because you can take the science and you can help him, you know, improve their, you know, some aspect of their well-being. So getting to the microbiome, that right now, at least for now, is the rootest of the root cause that we can think of, especially when we talk about mental fitness, but not just mental fitness, because the microbiome, when we define it, it's the collection of trillions of bacteria in your gut. And the reason that it's important is that what we know now about it is that the microbiome creates this, just a beautiful cocktail of neurochemicals. It produces most of our neurotransmitters. It produces most of our inflammation comes from the gut. It signals our immune system. About 70% of our immune system is in the gut. A big part of our endocannabinoid system resides in the gut. The microbiome makes compounds called short chain fatty acids that help with mental acuity, help with metabolism, help just so many aspects of health in the body. So in a lot of ways, we think of the microbiome these days as this internal, dynamic, internal pharmacy that is making a variety of biological compounds that can take our health in a good direction or in a bad direction. And so, you know, and I say that, like, I get really excited about the microbiome because it is the new scientific discovery on the block. And we're learning so many things about it every single day, how it impacts your mood, how it impacts your focus, how it impacts your resilience, et cetera, et cetera. But someday, 5 or 10 years from now, we might be in the same situation where we go, you know what? We used to think it was all microbiome, and now we discovered something that is actually the root cause of microbiome disruptions. You know, so anyway, it's you know, and maybe I'll just say this, and then I'll throw it back to you. the thing that's really exciting about it is that we know enough about it now, having this discussion in the beginning of 2021, that we can measure the microbiome, and because we can measure it, we can modulate it. And so we're getting enough precision where we can say, okay, we'll measure your microbiome. We know that this aspect of it is out of balance, and that is probably what's causing you to feel sad or to feel tense or to feel irritable. And because we know that, we already have interventions where we can go in and we can say, all right, let's give you this specific strain of probiotic bacteria. And we know it's going to lower your cortisol, stress hormone. And we know it's going to raise your GABA, a relaxing neurotransmitter. And we can consider that strain of bacteria to be anti-stress because of the way it works in the microbiome and how what the microbiome does to the rest of your system. So it's a really exciting time that we have this onboard internal, you know, system that we can manipulate a little bit to improve our mental and physical performance. It's very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I was giggling when you talk about Eureka, because I remember the day I learned about the gut-brain connection, and it was like I knocked myself on the side of the head and said, like, how did you not know this? You know, but the fact is, we didn't know this. The science is still so new, but right. Really flourishing, right? I mean, it is coming online.
Oh my God, flourishing to the, I mean, it is without overstatement. It is the hottest area in all of health sciences right now. Every pharmaceutical company in the world, hundreds of biotech companies are formed around this idea of, if we can figure out what's going on at the level of the microbiome, we can change mental wellness, physical health, you know, cancer trajectories, development of neurological problems like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and MS and things like that. It is fundamentally changing how we understand human health. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah, it is so exciting. That's why I'm
and
so excited.
And I'll even say this. If this is the first time some of your listeners are hearing about the microbiome, the first time and probably the first couple of times you hear about it, it should set off your BS detector, right? You should hear the things that the microbiome can help determine, mood and motivation, all those sorts, you know, sorts of things that we'll get into. You should go, that doesn't sound right. How the bacteria in my gut can change my appetite, can change my behavior, can change my mindset, that doesn't make any sense at all. And you know, until you actually, you know, bathe yourself in the science, and then you go, oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you know, what's so interesting from my perspective, having been teaching body and brain practices for over 30 years, you know, when I first started to understand the microbiome and the, on the positive side, the solutions that could accompany a healthy microbiome or healthy gut integrity, it was like the missing piece for me, because I have tried as a teacher, as a facilitator, absolutely everything. I have spent my life trying to understand the best word, the best practice, the best duration, the most repetition. Like, what do people need in order to have that kind of light switch effect where they get it? Like, they get why they practice, they get why they get up and work out every day, they get why they meditate, they get it. It's really that direct experience of themselves as well, as high, as having vigor. But I've always known that there was something that I wasn't getting at. Like, that was why I continued my investigation down to source. Understanding that there's this ecology in our body that if it's off balance, and it is for most of us, and I have another big question for you, that if that ecology is off, there's not enough meditation in the world or yoga or any of these alternative practices that you can do that's gonna flip that switch for you long-term and in a sustainable way. So the question for you, just to start again, assuming that most of the people listening aren't familiar with the gut-brain connection, you know, why isn't it just a healthy diet that can help flip the switch?
Right. Yeah. Great question. Why isn't it just a healthy diet, or why isn't it just doing more meditation, or taking up meditation in the first place, or mindfulness or breath work, or, you know, however you want to sort of, you know, segment that piece of it. Why isn't it just being more physically active that's going to flip that switch? Why isn't it just getting better sleep that's going to flip that switch? You know, it's not to say that those things aren't effective. They absolutely are effective, but it's sort of like this idea of, if you have a multifactorial problem, like mental wellness issues, right? If somebody doesn't feel the way that they want to feel, right? Let's say they're sad or they're tense or they're stressed or something like that. There could be a lot of things that are out of balance that are leading to that. It could be your neurotransmitters. It could be your inflammation. It could be your immune system. It could be that you have leaky gut, you know, poor gut integrity. It could be something in your microbiome. And so the microbiome is that, you know, because it is as root cause as we're able to go, let's start there. And, you know, in a lot of ways, it's not necessarily the most important thing, but it is the first important thing, meaning it's the first domino in the chain of biochemical events that you need to reset in order to move to the next one and the next one and the next one. And so, you know, in a perfect world, we'd be doing all of these things. We'd be doing something in our gut, you know, we'd be doing, you know, specific microbiome rebalancing, and we'd be physically active, and we'd be mindful, and we'd be eating a wonderful Mediterranean diet with lots of fruits and vegetables and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But from my perspective, where the new science shows us is that if we intervene at the level of the microbiome first, and we get our gut-brain axis communicating in an optimal fashion, a lot of that other stuff becomes easier. And we've put this into practice, into clinical trials, to see if we can just rebalance somebody's microbiome, what do they choose behaviorally? And we see people almost subconsciously choosing a better diet, choosing to be physically active, having an easier time getting better sleep quality, you know, et cetera, right? It really sort of starts this positive cascade effect towards the things that you and I have been telling people to do for, you know, for decades now. But it's difficult for someone to be physically active if they're tired all the time. It's difficult for somebody to choose a healthy diet if they're getting these stress eating signals all the time. And those, you know, those can all be modulated at the level of the microbiome.
Yeah. I mean, and that's really, I think you say it, I know you say it, and I say it as well, as mental fitness, it's not all in your head.
Right.
You know, we can't think our way to, I used to say this in yoga class all the time, you can't think your way to peace. Like, you really, you just can't. You can't figure it out. It actually is, you know, we become peaceful. We start to feel mentally calm when our body is mentally calm. You know, our biology then informs our psychology in a lot of ways.
Right.
You know,
right.
So what you're saying is, you know, start in at the gut level, modulating, improving the priming the nervous system and the immune system, as you say, and then you're going to feel better to do better. And you actually right. might be encouraged to sit and meditate, which right. is really hard for a lot of people.
Right. Exactly. And I think, you know, it's, you just said one of my favorite sayings, which is how you feel is not just in your head. It's also in, and then that we can fill in that blank with so many things nowadays that we never could before. How you feel is not just in your head. It's also in your gut. It's also in your inflammation. It's also in your immune system. It's also in your heart. It's also in your, and so, you know, all of these other parts of our body, I love that there is this groundswell movement to get rid of this nonsense idea that the body and the mind are separate. Right? The body and mind are not just not separate, and they're not just linked. They are linked through multiple pathways. So your mind is sending information to your body. All these different parts of your body are sending information to your mind. The food that we eat is information. The people that we hang out with is information. The messages that we tell ourselves, the stories that we tell ourselves, are information, and that can be all transmitted through this wonderful gut brain heart brain axis that we, you know, that we're able to understand in ways now that we didn't before.
Yeah, thank you for stating that, because that is really the my intention for not only for this series of podcasts, but for my work is to help people recognize this body-mind matrix and that you can step
in. Matrix is the perfect way to say that. I love it.
Oh, good. I love that. That just came to me the other day. I'm like, it's like a matrix. You know, we used to, I used to talk a lot about the multifaceted gem, you know, of the mind, but you know, that kind of like, I want to leave some of that kind of new age speak up to, let's leave it in 2020. Let's just put it that way. Right. But to think about the matrix of the body mind, and we can and should at any time enter at different levels. And what I really want to encourage people to do, because we're so, we have such like these habitual patterns where, you know, we work out in the morning and we may do, you know, a little exercise later in the day. We might do a little meditation here, and everything is separated. And what I hope that people will take from the season is to start looking at your body mind, like you were saying, as one, or as one matrix, and to be honest with yourself, like, what don't I know about, or where am I potentially weak or compromised? And maybe I don't focus on, you know, like 100 hours at the gym, right? Like maybe I focus on understanding some my emotional well-being or some other aspect of this body mind matrix a little bit more.
Right. Because it really is that sort of interlocking puzzle pieces, if you will, right? We can talk, there's all kinds of metaphors that we can use here, right? We can talk about puzzles, we can talk about matrices. Sums it up well. You know, I can say from the perspective of the research studies that we do, you know, we'll enroll people in most of our trials are around this idea of, you know, different approaches to improve psychological vigor. And so we're routinely recruiting subjects who are moderately stressed out, right? They're not necessarily people with depression or people with anxiety or people who are necessarily burned out, but they are people who have a lot of things on their plate, maybe don't eat a perfect diet, maybe don't sleep, you know, perfectly, you know, good quality all the time, you know, it's sort of the typical stressed out person. And in those people, we can very reliably show that they don't feel it the way they want to feel, right? They're, you know, they want to have better mental clarity. They want to have better mood. They want to have better resilience. They want to have lower stress and tension and irritability, those, all the things we've talked about. But we often don't know, even in our trials, why. Why is this particular individual not at the top of their game? You know, and it could be neurotransmitters, it could be microbiome, it could be inflammation, it could be one of those, or it could be all of those. And so what we've found in our trials is that the most reliable way to get those people to a place of better, right? Lower stress, better focus, better resilience, better energy, is to try to address as many of these puzzle pieces across the gut-brain axis as possible simultaneously. So we focus on the microbiome, but we also focus on interventions that help with gut integrity or leaky gut. We give natural interventions that lower inflammation. We give natural interventions that prime the immune system. We give natural interventions that improve cardiovascular function, heart rate variability and blood flow and things like that. And when you put them all together, it's sort of like this principle of incremental gains, right? If you get 1% better here and 1% better there and 1% better there, pretty soon you're 10% better and your overall life is improved because you did a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. And I think that speaks a little bit to what you were describing about, you know, sometimes you want to focus on this and sometimes you want to focus on that. The more holistic we can across this entire gut-brain axis system we can be, I think the better results we're seeing, at least in the clinic and, you know, when we push that out to the real life.
Yeah, no, that's great. What kept coming to mind is the word synergy. Mm-hmm. Right. When things work together, it's like, you know, 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. It's actually amplified. So when we start to address these different areas of the body mind systems, even a small tweak here or there sometimes could amplify our sense of mental focus or energy or positivity, you know, threefold, tenfold.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I think the benefit we have coming at this from a perspective of natural therapies, right? Whether we're using mindfulness or yoga, we're using movement, we're using different dietary supplements and, you know, nutrition interventions, is that they each of those in and of themselves are a multifactorial solution to this multifactorial problem. And that is completely, completely different to the solutions that have been on offer for people for so many years, right? If you were fatigued, you took a stimulant. If you were depressed, you took an antidepressant. If you were anxious, you took an anxiolytic, an anti-anxiety. A single chemical entity that would push your body and your metabolism in another direction. And that we've shown that doesn't work particularly well for a lot of people. And so if we can come at it, we can say like, oh, here's a pine bark that has antioxidant benefits and anti-inflammatory benefits and blood flow benefits and neurotransmitter benefits. You know, we can say, here's this one natural ingredient that has many bioactives. And because of that, it has many biological effects, which is, you know, you could broadly say is a balancing effect across that entire gut brain axis. Mm. And that's what I think most of us need in this modern world.
Well, I mean, it's why you and I know each other, you know, is because of Amari and because, you know, you being the chief scientist, you know, in some ways, and you could speak better to this than I can, but I've heard you say, I mean, this has brought all of your work together under one roof, and it is allowing you the opportunity to put out into the world these extraordinary blends of micronutrients that are helping us to address all these different areas. So I know for me, Sean, Amari and understanding the gut-brain access has changed the trajectory of my work, you know, because I had been so body-brain focused that now I can't not talk about body, brain, and biome.
Right.
You know, so I would love for you to share, you know, in these final moments with our listeners, a little bit about like the overview about Amari, because like I said, I can't not talk about it anymore. It's just too integral in my work.
Yeah. So Amari Global is the mental wellness company. That's how we refer to ourselves. So everything that we do comes back to this promise of improving mental wellness in one way or another. And sometimes for some people, an improvement in mental wellness is going to be that we lower their stress. And that's one important aspect of it. For other people, it has nothing to do with lowering stress. It's about increasing resilience so they can take on more before they are at risk for breaking, you know, physically or mentally. For other people, it's about irritability. For other people, it's about sleep quality. For others, it might be about physical pain versus psychological pain. For some, it's energy. Yeah, for some, it's metabolism, which is very much related to our overall mental wellness. You know, and you know, we talk about this linkage between the brain and the body and the biome, that we can actually get people to lose body fat better while we're helping them feel better psychologically and physically. So, you know, it's all really interlinked, but it has to be interlinked. You know, I've done this work for long enough, 20 years now, where you can get some benefit if you come at the problem piece by piece by piece. You know, so you know, for example, I've been in places before where we say, you know, the solution is going to be an anti-stress product. And yes, we can lower stress, but that doesn't improve overall mental wellness in all of these ways that we're talking about. It only improves it in that one way. To get somebody to, or, you know, at other places it might be we've done a sleep product, or other places we've done a mental focus product or something like that. But to bring all of these solutions under one umbrella, it really gives people the opportunity to be truly holistic and truly comprehensive. And when we do that, the end result is people go, yeah, that's what I was looking for. That's what I was missing. I was joking before about, you know vigor when you lose it and you know vigor when you get it back. It's hard to like pinpoint. It's hard to use one word to describe what it is. We say mental wellness, but it's really all encompassing in all of these other areas.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, a week into taking the fundamentals, which is the core protocol for mental wellness on, in the Amari umbrella of products. It was just a week in, I felt my brain fog lift. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying to my husband, Brian, I said, I didn't know I had brain fog.
Right.
Holy cow. Because the clarity, it was like, it was like someone just shined a window and I could see more clearly. I mean, it was that profound. And this is someone who's been practicing meditation every day for, you know, 20 years.
So. Right, exactly. And that's a very common refrain that we hear from people, right? You know, even though I said before in our trials, we're recruiting people who are moderately stressed. The majority of those people would not describe themselves as a person who has a quote unquote problem, right? But once they get better clarity, they go, oh my gosh, I did have brain fog. Once they get better energy, they'll go, oh my gosh, I was fatigued and I was just, you know, faking it along the way. You know, I when their mood improves, they go, well, I wasn't really depressed per se, but I sure didn't feel the way that I wanted to feel, right? So it's that aspect of we're not necessarily solving a problem because that person doesn't think they have a problem, but we are taking that person to a new level of mental and physical performance that they didn't think was possible for them, or they didn't think that they needed, or they didn't think was available. And once we show them and we demonstrate to them, haha, here is a new place for you. Imagine if you went to the next place and the next place and the next place, it really opens up their perspective and they say, oh my gosh, I was thinking about this completely wrong. This it's like a revelation in a certain way.
It is a total, another eureka moment for people all over the planet. I love it. Well, listen, I am going to, for those of you listening, stay on after Sean. I'll give you a little bit more information about Amari. It is included in my mental fitness protocol, which includes body practices and brain practices. But before we leave, Sean, I'd love you to tell us a little bit about your upcoming book, because it is so kind of synced in and in synergy with what I'm doing here.
Yeah, so the new book is going to be all about mental fitness. We were going to call it the Mental Fitness Diet, and we might be changing that a little bit, but it's all around this idea of using the gut brain heart brain axis to really improve mood and motivation and overall mental wellness, right? So, you know, you said before, Cara, that you know, this kind of work that I'm doing now at Amari really is the culmination of my career, and it's as I was writing the book, I could see that for myself, that at one point I'd be writing about something I did 20 years ago about stress hormones. And we used to think that that was the end all and be all 20 years ago. That was our eureka 20 years ago. And now it's only one little piece of the whole mental wellness puzzle, you know? So all of this research, I mean, from my group, but from laboratories all around the globe, is really coming together and giving us all these wonderful tools that I write about in the book. And, you know, where I'm hoping people are, you know, we'll read it and go, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I've been looking for. I need to put some of these into practice.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you, you've been such an inspiration for me, and it's been such an education just even the last year and a half, getting to know you and your work and working with Amari, and certainly taking the products and experience them personally myself. So my life is completely different because of you, Sean, and I'm just so grateful to you, and I'm grateful for what you're bringing forth into the world. May we all have eureka moments like every day.
Right, exactly. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. And we'll leave information on where you can find Sean as well. So just hang on, everybody, as we say farewell to Sean for now. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that was a power-packed episode. Thank you for joining me and Dr. Sean Talbot. I could have gone on all day asking him questions. He has such a wealth of information. If you want more resources on the gut-brain connection and mental fitness, the first place to go is my mental fitness protocol. It's free. The link is in the show notes, and you can grab both body and brain practices and find out more about the gut-brain protocol that I'm following and that Sean developed. Also, if you want more information on Amari Global and the work that I'm doing with them, go down to the show notes. There's a link there as well. And check out Amari's Fundamentals Pack. That is the core protocol to get the gut and the brain start working together to help you feel better, feel stronger, more calm, and more clear. I couldn't be more honored to work with this company as they lead the revolution to help people feel mentally well, both inside and out. Thanks again for joining me. I look forward to next time. Be sure to check out some of the links and reach out to me if you have questions. Take care.